Okay, so I forgot what number episode this was, so yeah, it's awkward. So then I had to go and check because I was like, what did you last post? So a little quick pre-intro story. I recorded an episode. Actually, I recorded two episodes, and like I think I was in the process of editing them, but I feel like I was in a different place at the time. This is why I actually just think I need to post more often, because I'm starting to realize that like my personality, well, not my personality, but my brain space evolves and moves so quickly that if I don't post often enough, the girl that wants to post one type of episode is not the girl who's gonna wanna post the next type of episode. So if I don't just record it and edit it and post it, it's not going up. So we're here now. Yeah. Okay. Pre-show jibber jabber done. Welcome to a potential podcast with Tracy Lee. This is episode 22, if you count the trailer, and 21 if you do not. I just need to double check that I'm not just saying that. Yes, it is episode 22. Anyway, y'all, guys, hey, what's up? What's going on? What's the vibes? As you can tell, I'm in much better spirits than the last episode I posted, which was a little bit like a little bummed, not gonna lie. I technically took a month off to be really bummed and just kind of live in that bummed place. So, y'all, that was not fun. But it was kind of fun because I let myself just be bummed, you know what I mean? But y'all, anyway, so what I promised, I think it was my last episode or the one before, because I do need to post more than every 2 months, is that I would read the letters I wrote to myself when I traveled to Korea. Now, let me tell you a little something about how I structured these letters. There are currently about, I think, 7 or 8 of them currently sitting in the cloud, in the ether, in the internet somewhere. And they are on their way to the future, so to speak, because I use this lovely service called Dear Future Me. And what it is you obviously write an email to yourself in the future, and then like you send it on the website, and then it arrives in the future. I've actually used it a couple times. I used it, I think I wrote one maybe in like high school to myself, I think 10 years later or something like that. I lost those because I don't think I have those email addresses anymore. I think I sent them to like, I don't even know. Anyway, so I can't find my older ones. I think I only have one that I wrote to myself from 2017. Yeah, I don't know where that one is. I think it's somewhere in my Yahoo account. Anyway, the point is, I used the same thing and I was like, I'm going to write myself a letter for every month I'm in this new country on this new adventure. I guess I want to say encouraging myself. I'm not sure, because I feel like by the end of it just felt like therapy. Like, if I'm honest, because I'm now thinking about the letters I wrote. I can't remember them because obviously you write them on the website and then you click send and you can't read them until the date that they've been sent. So I wrote these in August, actually more July going into August. So that was a while ago. It's the 20th of September today. So yeah. And I did promise I was going to read them on the podcast, if only just to structure my content and force me to create content. So we're here. So the first letter, actually, no, yeah. So I wrote 13 in total. I didn't send all of them because by the time I think I was going to send letter 8 or 9, I can't remember which one, because I like complicated numbering. Apparently, that's my style. Anyway, 8 or 9 is when I found out I wasn't going. So I didn't send the rest. So yeah, we're just going to read the ones that are in the ether at the moment. I think I've scheduled them for the 29th of every month. But yes, so I wrote one pre-letter, one just to hold myself accountable to a promise I had made to myself. And then the others are like the monthly check-in therapy sessions, because like I said, from what I was writing, I was going through things. So yeah. Yeah, I haven't actually read this letter since I wrote it. Yeah, I'm just gonna read it, I guess, word for word, and let's see how it goes. I'll probably stop for reactions in betwixt, but here we are. So yeah, the letter goes like this. Dear future Tracy Lee in Korea, this is letter 1 of 13. As you know, I decided to write to you each month we are in Korea. This is our personality check-in to make sure you haven't signed any social contracts you can't get out of. No friends you don't want, things you don't want to do, or places you don't want to go. First, I want to say I love you, and Jesus loves you, and God has got you. Never forget any of these things. Say them right now. You know, affirmations. Jesus loves me, Tracy loves me, God has got me. Legitimately, this is me commenting, not me writing in the letter. I literally wrote these things, but let's move on. Okay, back to the letter. Okay, so let's get into it. I did have to do a bit of editing because I realized that some of the stuff is quite personal. this is what happens when you read people, like you read stuff to yourself, you know what I mean? Like on a microphone. Anyway, okay, so I just finished the affirmation. Let's proceed. Cool. I just listened to Home and Bold. Michael Bublé is my cry all you want music. Okay, I just do want to make a side comment as current Tracy. Michael Bublé and James Morrison make music I cry to. Like, I generally never really had, like, sad people music. But then in 2011, life got hectic. And a person I truly love passed away. And this was the music that got me through. Like, it was my cry all I want music. Now, as a result, unfortunately, I cannot listen to Michael Bublé's Home without feeling, like, actual emotion ball up inside of me. It's actually, it's out of control. I love that song, though, so it's fine. But, yeah, it's just, yeah, it was a favorite of mine at the time, and it just made me feel better. But now, actually, and helped me cry. Anyway, so, cool. So let's keep going. And now at 11 minutes past 8 on the 4th of July 2024, I'm being in my feels and having what I think is the first good cry since my existential started, about my existential in the car. Honestly, I'm still not sure what I'm doing. I just want to want something so bad that I can affect. I don't quite understand that sentence, but I think I get what she was trying to say. I say she as if it isn't me, but I think I can feel what was going on here. Guys, look, my existential was rough, and there's an episode about it, so whatever. But, like, I've been feeling so lost for so long that it mind-boggles me that, like, right now I'm sitting here reading this, and I'm like, damn! You know what I mean? Anyway. Being at my old job has been weird. I keep thinking about all the moments I had in the building, the memories, the dreams I dreamt. This requires unpacking, and I hope I have an answer by the time you read this. Okay, so back to me, present me. The answer I have is, yeah, that one's quite deep, actually. Honestly, it's ironically the reason I'm recording this podcast, and I've kind of made a mini commitment to myself to post more regularly, even though I say this in every episode, so please. But yeah, it's interesting how a change in environment can make you think a little different, you know? And yeah, like, I feel like I'm doing better, and I have actually unpacked, and I would like to obviously sit down and unpack that properly for an episode of this podcast. It's just I didn't pre-read this letter, so I don't have like a proper answer for this, other than the fact that I'm working in a space I worked for many, many years. I actually worked at, so okay, backstory, sorry for those who don't know what's going on. In my process of moving to Korea, I was asked to go back to my old job and help out there as a freelancer while I wait for the transition. And now I'm at a job that I was at for almost 7 years. You know what I'm saying? The first time. And it was just, it was strange walking around. Well, it still is. I'm still there. But, like, yeah, just walking around my old stomping grounds and, like, seeing how it's changed, how it's stayed the same. But there's so much that hasn't changed because I haven't been gone for that long. But it's interesting to go back to a space where I was younger, You know what I mean? Like, much younger. Also because of the fact that I left my old job just on the back of the pandemic. So there weren't people in the office. Like, it wasn't what it was. So the memories I have are of me at a much, like, I was in my 20s. Like, my proper solidified, ingrained long-term memories are me in, like, my 20s. Because I turned 30 and I think I changed jobs maybe months later. So, yeah, my 20s were spent in that building. And it's trippy. It really is. But in a, like, it wasn't a good way for a while, but I don't even think it's the environment's fault. It's more just me. Like, a big part of me was like, I don't want to go backwards. I don't, which is the reason I never went back, but, you know, I don't want to go backwards. I don't want to feel like I'm doing the same thing again. And that's, I think, what I was going through for the past month when I disappeared. And now I'm on the back of that, and I'm realizing that this is all on purpose. Also, side note, I'm going to Korea in the future. Like, well, not the future, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, in a couple months. I'm not leaving as quickly for the update on that, if anyone cares. But yeah, which means that I'm going to be at my old job, but not my old job, for a little bit longer. Thank God. But yeah, actually, I get to that later in the letter, because I actually did pause to read it, because I was like, girl, you're just telling all your stories. Well, not all my stories, but I was also like, shame. I wrote this as a personal letter to myself, so I didn't want to just expose people and stuff like that. So I had to take some stuff out. Anyway, so yes, the answer that I have by the time I read this is I'm doing better, and I'm taking advantage of taking the time to just experience this, I guess, me going backwards, but not really going backwards, because I'm not really going backwards. Taking the time to do something I've already done, to use the brain space to do other things. Henceforth, why we are here and we're doing this. But yeah, this is going to get very waffly, because keep in mind, I'm going to be commenting on this later as I go. So get into it, yeah? Okay, cool. If you don't show up as yourself in every situation, you are less invested. This is the thing. Just be yourself so you can own it. I know why I wrote this. I wrote this because, actually, I explained it. Let's just keep reading. Also me and my commentary. The last part came from my breakfast with one of my faves on Friday. I realized that one of the biggest problems I have is, is trying to make myself fit into an impression that I think people have of me. Like, I expect that people want to meet this type of person and then proceed to try and live up to the expectation that I have built of myself from myself. What I'm trying to say is, promise me that you're being you, all of you, all the time. Now we can comment. Yeah, I wrote this letter because I needed to remind myself that I need to be myself and let the chips fall where they may. I think I've experienced a very long season of my life where I've just existed in an impression I think other people have of me, and just, like, held myself accountable to it. And it's not okay. Actually, I have a topic I would like to unpack in one of the episodes to come, called the good girl complex. But that one needs to be further written and unpacked properly. But yeah, I'm going to write it. It's definitely coming, because I actually genuinely want to create that episode. But yeah. So anyway, let's keep going with the letter, because I'm going through things and I'm trying to talk at the same time. It's not working. Let's just keep reading. Okay. You don't need a villain era. You just need to let yourself be yourself. The only thing you owe the world is showing up as you. Quick update about where we are and what is happening. This week we started at JP, got so stressed that our body refused to have its monthlies. Yes, we're talking about periods on my podcast. Come on! Come on! Sorry, that was me, not the letter. Sorry. We are now on Sunday, and I have had several good cries, done a bit of emotional eating, just finished catching up, and realized that as much as I don't know what's wrong with my one reference letter, I don't know what is going to happen with my timings and planning. All this is going according to my plan that I prayed on when I started all of this. Okay, comments. At this point, obviously, I was still leaving because I wrote this letter before I recorded the last episode. At this point, I was still leaving, but I had heard news that there was something wrong with one of my reference letters, and I was waiting for feedback, and it was havoc. I am a planner, naturally, as an individual. I like to have all my ducks in a row before I do anything, and this was not going according to, it wasn't going according to my my planner mind, but it was going according to the plan, because the whole idea of this whole exercise was to leap, take a leap of faith, just try something new and see where the chips fall, Anyway, next section of the letter. I prepared to have this job so that I can be in a later intake if needed and have one. My job isn't even that difficult. Side note, I learned this week that I add a lot of value wherever I go. They are still using some of the same processes I built when I was at this job, and my plan to add value is stuff I can do without thinking too hard. And I'm on great track with the other stuff that I'm working on. Whatever happens, I've already added to both my places of work and added value as an ops person. Okay, so at the time, as much as I was, I hadn't realized at the time I was leaving. So it was just, yeah, it was weird. It was trippy. I didn't, like, I was in my feels, but I didn't, like, I wasn't sad yet. But yeah, I was in a realization that I genuinely wasn't trash at my job. I think I've spent a lot of my career and a lot of my adult life thinking I'm terrible at my job. Or not even, let me not say terrible at my job, but I've never thought that I was an expert at something or I was good at something. And going back to my old job had shown me how much I'd grown, which was really nice. It was like a very good confidence boost. So that was really cool, actually. Now that I'm looking back and not all in my feelies and sad, like, it's really nice. Anyway, also, it looks like they need me, and I am willing to work here as long as they're willing to have me, and I have somewhere to be, which is really nice. Getting back to the point of this letter, God made you to be God made you to be specifically you wherever he has placed you, so don't lose yourself to fit in. Watch that video, that Jackie Hill Perry video that I saved on Insta if you need to. Okay, so a little bit about this video. I'm actually going to link it in the description if they let me. But yeah, it's just a video about, she was actually talking about how God made you uniquely you, and we sometimes lose focus and we lose sight of the fact that God made you, specifically you, the way you are made, the way you are created. Like, he made all of your facets, your flaws, because he wanted a you in the world, you know? And it just spoke to me, because at the time, and actually still a little bit now, I was losing myself a little bit, like, and this is why I wrote this letter. And I wanted to remember what it was like, actually not even wanted to remember, I wanted to tell myself and encourage myself to stand 10 toes down in who I am. Whatever that is, you know, at whatever point. Obviously, if there's change involved, then it's fine. 10 toes down in that. But, like, let it come from an inside place as opposed to an outside place. So, yeah, I'm going to put a link to the video. It's actually a really good video. And I'm a fan of Miss JHP. So, anyway, I hope your first week is going well and that your cult teacher is cool and all your banking ARC and shopping admin is going well. Also, make sure that you're sending your mom regular pictures for the frame. Okay, so obviously this letter was supposed to go to me while I was in another country. Yeah, the admin of being in another country is what I'm talking about there. And then also, I bought my mother a digital frame so that I could send pictures to it, so I didn't have to, like, WhatsApp her my updates. She would just kind of wake up or whenever and see what I'm doing. So that was something I did there. Okay, that's explaining that. Okay, I think that's enough for now. I just came up with something. Send yourself a reply to this email as a way to journal. Also, what's happening with the podcast? Come on. Past me wants to know how you guys are doing. What's up, people on the podcast? AP people? TM? Anyway, sorry. Well, that's me for now. Chat in a month. I love you, and Jesus loves you, and God has got you. Never forget any of these things. Say them right now. Yay. Okay. Yeah, guys. That was the letter. It was a short one. And I did a little bit of editing as I was going because you heard it was a bit chunky, but it was also just because of the fact that, like, some of it is, like, you know, information you just can't be sharing on the internet. You know what I mean? You can't just be sharing it on the internet. It was trippy reading it, though. Which I think was kind of the point. I do like the messaging of what Past Me was saying. Stand 10 toes down and who you is. I think it's been interesting in the past about month and a half now, experiencing the fact that, like, I'm technically walking in the same steps as a much younger version of me, like I mentioned while I was reading the letter. It's guys, I'm in a weird place. I'm in a good place, but a weird place, but a good place, but a weird place. So anyway, I said I would read my letters, and we read the letter. It was a bit chunky, because like I said, there's other people's information and stuff in there. So I had to do some chopping. Right now I'm doing okay, if I'm honest. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say happy, whatever it is, but, like, I'm doing okay. And I have a couple pod episode ideas, so, yeah, this is just me creating, dog, and hoping for the best. So, I guess, thank you for listening to me read the first letter, guys. I think, yeah, like I said, the next one I think is coming in a couple days. I obviously won't record it immediately, let's be serious. I mean, I could, but I'm not going to. Come on now, let's be serious. But I will try as much as possible to read it as soon as I can on the pod. I do need to read these ahead of time, though, because I'm just out here just talking my business. Imagine my business. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. And let's go on this journey together. So, yes, I'm going to be reading the letter sporadically in between the episodes, and I have other episodes where I just have topics I want to discuss. So, yeah, like I said, we're going into, I'm not going to call them video essays, because I'm not going to do video essays. Let's let that go, guys. Like, every time I talk about video format, it freaks me out, and then I get in my head, and then I don't do it. So let's just say we're going to have vocal essays. Let's call it that, bruh, because that's what it is. This has been a potential podcast with Tracy Lee. I pray this podcast and I live up to our potential. Okay, I love you. Bye.